Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN is presented by Budget Lumber. Striving to be lumber one.
Sandy McGee, Interim Executive Director of Umpqua Valley Arts, on with us. Sandy, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. Thanks for having me on the radio this morning.
Well, and I know today, though it's done virtually, you begin a new set of exhibits. Tell us all about it.
Oh, my goodness. Well, thank you. First of all, I'm calling this this radio in this morning because I'm still in the middle of putting up some final details on all these beautiful shows. The show opens today. You can go to our website and go to uvarts.com and make an appointment. We are having visitors at the Art Center by appointment. The shows that are opening up today that will go and through December 24th are The Habitat Show. It's a traveling exhibit by the Sakwa. They are art. It's an art quilt group, and they have just a beautiful show of quilts. Mike from Maud Kearns up in Eugene juried the show, and I'm standing in the gallery right now, and the work is incredible. So those people that don't really think about, when you think about quilts and you see sort of like geometrical patterns and you see this kind of traditional quilt, these are not that kind of traditional quilt. These are art quilts. And so what you will see are patterns and stitching and just all kinds of different really beautiful imagery. Some things are realistic and iconic. Some things are abstract. So there's something for everybody in this show, Kyle. And then in the corridor space, we are featuring Walt and Sandy O'Brien. Black and white photography from them. Walt and Sandy have a studio up in Eugene, and Walt's been doing silver gelatin printing in a dark room for many, many years. He's well known in the community, has worked with Susan Rochester at the Fine Art at the college, and his work is just incredible. So we've got black and white prints, photographic prints in our corridor space. Then featured in the other part of our corridor space, sharing the space, is Diane Williams. She's a local painter. She works in acrylics, and you'll see large-scale abstract paintings from her.
Wow. So,
go ahead.
Well, no, I'm just saying there's a lot going on, and it's fascinating that you're there right now because we know how things come together sometimes at the last minute. So obviously a lot of little details in your end.
Absolutely. So many little details, from putting the tags on the work, making sure everything's level, up at the right height. There's a lot of work that goes into putting up artwork. People think you just maybe put it on the wall, but let me tell you, we have a whole team of volunteers that come here on the Wednesday before a Friday opening doing all of this detail work. It's pretty incredible to see. And the results are so beautiful. You walk in and you really feel at ease. Everything is quiet. You can look at the work and really experience the expressions of each of the individual artists. It's really exciting.
So tell us more about what people can see.
Well, also in the Red Door Gallery, artist members Cindy and Steve Kanegi have a show, a husband and wife show of Cindy's work, which is clay monoprint. So, you know, this is new work to me. I have not seen this kind of process before. And Cindy is really interested in showing people how to work with clay, how to do printing with clay. And so this work is just beautiful. I really suggest people come in and see it. It's something else. I've never seen it personally, and I've been a gallery director here for 8 years. So this is all new, and I'm just loving it. And then Steve is a woodworker, so he does wood turning, and there are very large scale pieces. And Steve really loves to work with the organic shapes, but as you know, in wood turning, there's a really refined kind of craft to it. So with Steve's work, you get this marriage of sort of organic and also very refined. And so it's just something you really have to put your eyes on to see. And I really recommend that people make an appointment to come see us. Then in Gallery 2, we are showing the work of Judy Hoynes in a solo show called Twigs. This show is beautiful. She's a multimedia artist. She's putting together UPO paper, sometimes cradle board with stitching. They're very collagey looking and just a wonderful built surface. I recommend, again, you have to see this work in person, Kyle. Unfortunately, at the Art Center, we are letting people in by appointment, and you just have to go to our website to make that appointment.
And what is people's response? And I need to do this sometime myself, but the idea that you get to come in and essentially have the place pretty much to yourself, I mean, that's just got to be a very unique experience.
Oh, it's wonderful. You know, I think people feel like it's a very special experience. You make your appointment and you literally can just walk through here and, you know, bring a friend, bring a family member, bring a small group of people. We're keeping everybody as safe as possible when you're at the Art Center. You don't have to worry about being too exposed. We're having people wear masks. Everything is very distanced. So it's a really wonderful way to come in and get away from what's going on out in the world and experience maybe the life of the artist and maybe some other visions that can inspire you and uplift you.
So when somebody makes an appointment, then how long are they able to be at the gallery and take a look at the show?
They can be here for an hour, and if they need an extended period of time, if we don't have maximum capacity in that second hour, they're welcome to stay.
Neat. And again, that's by going online and signing up?
Yeah, so go to www.uvarts.com, and you can go to our exhibits page, and you can click on Make an Appointment.
Very good. It's that simple. Anything else people ought to know about what's going on right now?
Well, they can also definitely call us if being online is not something that's comfortable or if you have access to that, but you can always give us a call. And then also we've got, Kyle, some handmade holiday stuff coming up. So we're going to talk about that a little bit later, but right now I've got artists signing up to put their work in the handmade holiday, which is going to be December 8th through December 18th at the Art Center.
All right, very good. Sandy McGee, from the gallery, which particular gallery are you in right now?
Right now, I'm working on Cindy and Steve's show. It's so beautiful. I know you know them. They're really wonderful community members, and I'm just in the middle of, I only have a few more pieces to hang, but I'm telling you, this show is just gorgeous. I want to stay in here all day. I think I might put my desk in here, Kyle.
Not very good. I don't think that's going to work. That's just my thought. All right. Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing that. I've known them for a number of years, but didn't know this part of their life. So I'm pretty fascinated by that. And it sounds like there are a lot of good things to check out there. What days can people make appointment? Kind of what are the windows of availability to make an appointment to see the show?
Windows of availability are Tuesday through Friday from 10 until 4 p.m. Those are our regular hours, Kyle. So anybody can come. You can call us. Like I said, you can go on our website, make an appointment, and we would love to see you. We invite everybody to come.
All right, Sandy McGee from Umpqua Valley Arts, thanks for being on this morning.
Thanks so much. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. 839 News Radio 1240 KQEN, and this is the Morning Report.